Welcome to Working on Wellness with Angela Zubella, the show for individuals who want to improve their personal wellness. You will be hearing from Angela and her motivational guests all the best insights to begin your healing journey. Are you unsure where to start? Do you feel lost and need some guidance? Let Angela guide you. Now here is your host, Angela Zubella.
Welcome to Working on Wellness. I am your host, Angela Zubella from Intentional Wellness Coaching, here today with Jonathan Rogue and Jeremy Dremel. Before we get started, I'd like to invite my guests and listeners to pause and take a couple of deep breaths to relax and be in the moment. Let's take a nice deep breath in your nose and out your mouth, allowing all your mind and your body to calm and relax with the exhale. Let's do this one more time. Breathe in your nose. And exhale fully, letting all your stresses and worries go as we move through our day. My first guest, actually both of my guests, are here today together. We're going to be going back and forth with questions with them. I'm going to tell you about Jonathan. Jonathan Rogue has an insatiable passion for the floating experience. Today's topic is floating with float light and flotation therapy. Jonathan has been in the industry a long time and is what he has been driven into this industry, but what he calls his superpower, a medical condition known as ADHD. It wasn't until discovering flotation therapy that provided him a therapeutic alternative to medications for his condition. Not long after his first sensory deprivation experience, Jonathan and his wife, Jessie, founded Float Light in Appleton, Wisconsin. Float Light was an immediate success, and he was admired the industry and the community. Jonathan then focused his attention toward the floating industry by becoming a contributing member of the Flotation Tank Association and joining the Education and Outreach Committee, hosting and presenting workshops and roundtable events. In addition to this, he works through the Flotation Tank Association. Jonathan shares his expertise and knowledge for free through online workshops, consultations, business tools, and marketing content for float centers, spas, and other businesses. Jonathan is an expert in marketing, advertising, videography, graphic design, and software engineering. His ultimate goal is to educate the float community in strategies that build public awareness of flotation therapy and the many benefits that it provides. My other guest that is joining us today is Jeremy Dremel. He is a shamanic healer, psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, life coach, and light worker. Jeremy has extensive experience using flotation therapy and will be sharing how to set intentions, work with energy and spirit, and the power of setting up crystal grids, as well as sharing his experience from such sessions, including revealing signals and downloads for further activation and healing. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Let's get started with Jeremy. How did you get involved in the floating experience?
I had started, my journey brought me here because I had done a quantum healing session with a gentleman, Matchment, that lives just north of us. And in that session, it came up that I had to follow up my quantum healing session with float therapy, right? And so we live in the area, and we'd saw this beautiful business here, and we were like, wow, what is this magical place? Upon coming in here, it felt like we just knew everybody. We were just greeted with such, it was just, you know, soul recognition. Okay. And that's basically what brought us here.
Okay. Jonathan, now you are the owner of the flotation therapy location. How did you get started?
So at the time, it was about 10 years ago. At the time, there was really nowhere to float in the state of Wisconsin. For various reasons, it seemed as though the state was actually just, they didn't really know how to classify what a float tank was. So some of the requirements from the NSF would require the water be moved too quickly and so on and so forth. So my wife and I, we traveled down to Chicago, floated for the first time, at a pretty well-known float center. Actually, it's been around for a long time. And after that first float, it was like an absolute need that I had to have in my life. I actually started, like a lot of people, I think they were like, I don't know where this can become accessible. So the only solution was as well, I'll just build one, you know, like, a software engineer, mechanical engineer, and I build a lot of different things, especially tinkering with electronics and stuff. But, my wife, of course, you know, she thought I was crazy, but did build one, you know, and, of course, you know, she enjoyed the float too, but had a chance to do it again. I always tell folks, like, if the first one doesn't get there, like, do it one more time for sure. But and then, of course, we had some friends and family try, and one thing led to another, and they're like, hey, I want to continue to do this. And we're like, maybe this is potentially a business, a viable business option. And well, it turns out it is. But at the time where we started, there was like this emergence in the United States of new float centers. And it was just like timing was so divine, because it was like, this is the perfect time to get into this and start this and bring this to Northeast Wisconsin.
So you said that you saw out the one in Chicago. How did you even know to look into that? Like, where did you even hear about it for the first time?
Yeah, that's a good point. So when I was in college, you know, there was the notion of sensory deprivation, and I'm no stranger to the introspective travel. You know, if I had the opportunity to, I would travel down to the Amazon and experience ayahuasca, for instance, because there are levels of consciousness that I personally, in my own personal life journey, have experienced in slight ways, and I want to be able to advance that further. And so I come from the perspective of using the float tank, I guess, in a more recreational way, and then discovering that there was some therapeutic benefit to it that far exceeded my expectation initially. And you know, that's kind of, so I was like, well, I researched the sensory deprivation tank. There was some talk about it. Of course, even a decade ago, Joe Rogan had brought it up, and that even got me even further curious about it. And then I just, you know, I basically looked it up. I'm like, where can we find this thing?
So let's elaborate on that. For the people who don't understand what sensory deprivation is, it's a way of taking away all the stimuli. We've got stimuli coming at us all the time, whether it's through our eyes, ears, sound, or touch, taste, smell, all that. And what the goal of the floating is to take away all those things so that you can just calm and just be who you are.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on what you said, like, you knew right away that that was your time? Can you elaborate? Is there anything that sticks out that this happened or that happened?
So you mean like that I was so drawn to it after my first float? Yeah. So, okay. So kind of historically, you know, my life, you know, when I was younger, going through the public education system, you know, I was labeled with a learning disability, which, you know, it was bizarre to me but at the same time, I probably wasn't really doing what the public education system wanted me to do. I wasn't learning the same way as everyone else, and I didn't. I'm more of the type of person that I explore and figure it out on my own, you know, like trying to have someone else teach me a rote system doesn't work. But, you know, they course diagnosed me with ADHD, pretty severe, actually, learning disability, ADHD. So back in those early days as a child, I was put on amphetamines, you know, from Ritalin to, you know, eventually it was Adderall, but Ritalin back in the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's numerous problems that can cause. I mean, it definitely gives you this, like, I guess, hyper intense focus, but it's not really who you are, especially as a child. I don't think it's safe necessarily for children.
Okay.
And even as an adult, there was a point where I stopped taking the amphetamines because I needed to live my life and just exist and learn how to get through that. And the float tank actually turned out to be a way of calming the overall, you know, the overall stimulation that I was experiencing. It's almost like in my mind, I built up all of these, you know, references to stimuli and all of these connections to just anything and everything around me. And being able to go inside that tank for the first time and let all of those senses kind of melt away, it was like a reboot for my entire body, my system, you know, and getting done with that float, you know, it's like you have this overall sense of calm that's really hard to explain. It's, I think it's why people say it's hard to explain what floating's like, because it kind of truly is.
Would you say that that was the first time in your life that you had experienced that?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, because there's no environment in the world like a float tank. I mean, I would say as far as like the actual feeling, there was nothing else that came close to that. No type of therapy that I've experienced.
So how soon after that were you like, I need to do this again? Like, obviously you said that you wanted to bring it to the area, but did you book a session right there before you left again?
No. I think that you have to understand the way that I think. My first thought was, I'm just going to have one of these. That was
okay.
Like, yep. I didn't need to book another session because it was going to happen.
You're just bringing it right into your life.
Yep. And started researching, engineering, building and constructing, you know, and it worked. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like what we have now, of course, but it was enough to be able to get me through and, you know, start the process of like, well, what does this look like being able to implement it into my life? And very I think a lot of people feel that way too. So.
Oh, I would agree. Jeremy, did you have a similar experience?
Oh, I had immediately it was, so I've, you know, again, we have to build the backstory, right? So
yeah.
Like part of me was like, I've always been very intuitive, always trust that inner knowing, that higher self, or oversoul, whatever some people refer to it, right? Trusting that innate mind and the feeling and knowing how to do things. And so I was deeply grounded. I totally agree with Jonathan said, when you're floating in that zero gravity environment, I just want to feel like it's be clear. It doesn't have to be total darkness, right? There's so many people that deal with like, you know, claustrophobia and things like that. That is not the case. There are different variant sizes of tanks, like cabins versus pods. And you can go with different lights. And we've ended up working with different sacred colors. And sometimes we feel there are different vibrations or frequencies or beta waves, what could be a number of things. So you can work with the audio. You can work with no audio. You can work with different colors. You can work with starlights. I mean, and so we just went in. We earth grounded ourselves, right? We set intentions. We had been doing this already. When I say we have, that's like our higher self and my guides. And we just were just guided to start doing all sorts of different things between. And but the truth of it is, from the baseline level, the experience itself was like, yes, I know I finally arrived, you know, mission complete. This is exactly what my body needs. I'm a man with that. It was born with cerebral palsy. I'm a man that's in recovery. I'm also a recovery coach. And I cannot say enough about how much it can help between the salt, the magnesium, decompressing, letting go of toxins, and then transcending and opening up and connecting to your higher self. There is so many beautiful physical, mental, body, literally etheric, emotional, energy, mental, emotional, physical, body, healing modalities or healing occurrences that happen, you know, like to an individual when they go in, even if they don't even realize it. On a subconscious level, you work through so much. I mean, when you finally release and you can feel that floating, you literally like, well, many people visualize themselves in space. It is etheric. It is beautiful. It is transcendence. In that place, what I've experienced, and many others who I've spoken to about this, it's like the egoic mind, that charisma falls away. You literally lose sense of so. And part of the ego is all about wanting to manipulate, understand, fix, control, and manage time. So you're in. There's no clock. You'll never find a clock inside the building.
No, you won't.
But when you're in a tank or in a cabin floating, it's literally designed to let the ego fall away. And then a higher self takes over and it's amazing. Some people just go in and they fall asleep. Well, that's exactly what their body needed. Some people said, and there are so many different ways to go about this. We've connected with all sorts of different star families, galactic ancestors, you know, gods, goddesses, deities, angelic realm, you name it. We've had some experiences that many would say not possible. And the truth of it is, you could never really truly understand unless you've experienced it, you know? And there, everything is absolutely possible. We've had energy move within tanks that defy literally physics. Like, as far as like me, I should not be moving, but we're moving right now. My physical vessel, like there's spiritual assistance that absolutely there's, depending on your intention.
Jeremy, did you find that?
It's amazing.
Your body was moving better after that experience?
Absolutely. There's times where I can channel spirit, or yeah. Or my breath work just becomes what some would say it's convulsive, but it's okay. Not, you know,
yeah.
I've been rotated in tanks before and it's not me moving it. Like in truth, there are different energies or magnetic energies at play. It's so challenging to describe what has literally happened, but because we have chakras, because we have meridians, because we have energy pathways, right? If you're yep. really truth, know that there is so many different other aspects of consciousness and many different dimensions, right?
Yeah, Jeremy,
go ahead.
We're going to leave some of that to later in the show. Sure. I actually want Jonathan to describe what that experience is for someone coming in. I know I had the opportunity to go through this the other day with him, but I would like our listeners to know. I'm curious about this, and I want to go into this, but I'm nervous about the experience. What do I do? What do I expect?
Absolutely.
How would that be?
And I just want to say, like, I'll let Jeremy talk all day because, you know,
we don't want to freak anyone out.
No, it's fine, freaking people out. Yes. Yeah, so some people might, you know, and so it's important to know that the experiences that are produced as a result of the tank are truly anecdotal. There's really no way to know for certain what the tank does, although I can talk a little bit more about the research as a board member for the FTA and interacting with some of the industry experts and leaders. There's a lot of progress going on, but as far as the experience for floating, you want to know kind of what makes this, how we have a signature method that kind of eases the mind. This is kind of what we're good at, what we're used to. From the moment a guest walks in, like Jeremy was kind of pointing out, we're a friend to you, every single person, regardless of where you're at in your life. You know, some people come in angry and they need the tank. We understand that. We'll kind of work our way through that, but sometimes they'll come in scared. And we'll do the same thing. It's all about adapting to that and addressing their needs. So when a guest books with us, it's not just, hey, how's it going? Welcome. We really love that you're here. And here's the tank and set you off to sail into the deep space. We actually walk a guest through and like narrate the entire process from a tour to the explanation, to an explanation of the amenities, the facilities, to the room itself, how to use the tank, and all of the different things that we provide, like the fresh linens, shower products, float amenities, and explain best practices on how to get the most out of the experience. But I will tell you, one of the biggest factors is the misconception about what a tank is. A lot of your listeners might be thinking, well, this is kind of like a rectangular coffin box, but that could be farthest from the truth. Two of our suites are very large flow cabins. So 8x9 foot basins with an 8.5 foot ceiling. There's a door. You walk through over the door, and this is an all a private room, locked door. So it's two doors technically. And you realize it's like, oh my gosh, this thing's bigger than I thought, to the point where you're like, I almost wish it was just slightly maybe more enclosed, because you know, you're starting to float around, and then you do the pull ping pong thing. Now, two of our tanks are also pods. Those can be, they're actually huge too. Like, you don't even expect how big those are. And there's a giant domed lid, and you don't even have to close it if you don't want, but you realize it's like, oh my God, this is like super comfy. It's not bad at all. So like the fear of going into the tank is a lot of based on the education of how well we're doing educating the public in some of their misconceptions. And it's one thing that we train on every single day, and that we refine is how to bridge that gap and get people to understand that this is a therapeutic service that's been recognized now starting to become even more recognized by the medical institutions around the world. And it can be so, so helpful on a physical and a mental level. And, you know, for folks that are more spiritual, they could do it too. And then the recreational users, they just wanted to experience it. They can do it as well. There's like no one, there's not really anyone that can't experience that, that shouldn't experience a flow, you know, as far as contraindications. So, you know, you're safe to do it. And we have methods and procedures, and our sanitation is spot on. Like our, you know, our cleaning systems, the way our cleaning methods, procedures, that they're like some of the best in the industry. Plus they're negative pressure environments. So like, it's just like a hospital room. Like that's how dedicated we are to safety for guests and just overall experience.
Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit more? Because I know a lot of people think about it, they're like, oh, you're getting into a bathtub and other people have been in there, but it's not that way. You want to explain how that process goes?
So one of my really good friends is Dr. Roy Vohr. He is the leading expert in the entire world on pool and spa sanitation. And he just so happens to love floating. And there's actually a public roundtable that I was the host of as the chair of the outreach and education committee for the Flotation Tank Association. He was describing some of the sanitation that happens in this tank, because it's like, he's like, I've been doing this for 25 years and I just can't find anything that lives inside of a tank. But I'll just start by mentioning that each guest, there's only one guest that floats at a time. And after each guest is done experiencing the float, the water, the entire solution is turned 3 to 5 times through a pool pump and is passing a 1 micron filter. And to give you an idea, 1 micron is smaller than a red blood cell. So this filter is capturing organic matter at the microscopic level and passing that 3, 4, 5 times between each guest that goes in. Not to mention the tanks, we also employ UV and an ozone, which is referred to as an AOP process or an advanced oxidation process. So when you blast ozone with UV light, it just completely destroys any pathogens or any type of viral matter that could exist in the water in the first place. This on top of 1,650 pounds of dissolved Epsom salt in about 250 gallons of water, only 10 inches high. And we also treat the water with about 100, 150 parts per million hydrogen peroxide. And that also is incorporated into our cleaning process of all surfaces as well. So let me just put it to you like this. I know that was a lot of science speak, but it was for anybody out there that's like, okay, I believe them now. We take monthly samples of the water to send to Badger Laboratories, which is a local laboratory near us. Certified laboratory. And this is what they say every single time. Yeah, I mean, you don't really have to keep bringing it to us because we already know what's going to show. But basically, I'll just put it to you bluntly. This is cleaner than what comes out of a tap water faucet.
Wow.
I kid you not, because there's zero on all of the main standard testing. Like we test for 5 different data points. There's just nothing. Plate count, zero. I mean, less than 0.0001. And like, if I took a tap water and gave it to them, you would test for these things. And we drink that and we're still okay. So the water is, and I mean, by no means do you want to even drink this water. It does not taste good. It tastes like Epsom salt, but it's clean. It's clean. And you'll see it when you see the tank. I mean, just coming here, you'll see this place is, you know, we're like on another level. We have to maintain that. And it's important to our guests and also just extremely important to us. So,
Jonathan, do you want to explain why a person floats on top of the water? Like, what's the concept behind that?
Yeah. So, the way that this works is the density of the water is being created by adding this Epsom salt that adds to the totally dissolved solid of the water. Because we know exactly what that specific gravity, we use a tool called a hydrometer test for that. We maintain about 1.275, a very, very precise specific gravity. And we do chemistry every other day. So like, we know exactly where that needs to be. It just turns out that that's the number that requires to make every single person and most things too float on the surface, just basically just half in, half out, where you're just like floating. You're not going to go under. And your face doesn't go under, but you float on the surface. Kind of like if anyone ever heard of like the idea of the Dead Sea, that's a similar kind of notion too, because that Dead Sea, of course, you do float on the surface. So
yeah, for the people who've seen those videos of people floating on the water, this is exactly the same experience, except for you've got your own little space and you're doing it right there, and it's just your private area. I was actually impressed with how warm and comfortable I was. I was concerned that I was going to be cold. I've been on this kick of being warm, especially this winter, learning a lot about protecting your body and keeping yourself taken care of and supported. And my big thing has been staying warm, especially at the core. So when I got in there, I was like, oh, okay, good. The room is heated nicely. And then you get in the pod, and I did decide to close the pod, and it was so nice and cozy. It's kind of like your own sauna in a way while you're floating.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on that anymore?
Yeah, so I think it's important that people know. I'll just give you the rundown here. This is how the tank works. Sensory deprivation tank, also known as a flotation tank or a rest restricted environmental stimulation therapy tank. The goal of it is to eliminate all the senses. And how we do it is we heat the air and the water to the same temperature as your skin. You're not going to feel anything, not the water below you, nor the air above you. At all times, you have complete control of lights and music, as Jeremy mentioned. But if you were to turn off the lights, these are pitch black environments. The suite itself is designed to eliminate all traces of light. It is so dark. You will not see anything. You will not adjust to the light. It's just pitch black. In addition to that, you have control of the music. Again, these rooms are built as studio grade engineered soundproof environments, like you'd find at a recording studio. You won't hear anything except for the sound of your voice, or I'm sorry, the sound of your breath, and the beating of your heart. But most importantly, of course, you float 10 inches of water. And in the case of the pods, it's about 1,200 pounds of salt, or about 180 gallons approximately. In the cabins, it's about 250 gallons and 1,650 pounds of magnesium sulfate on average. And then you just float typically for an hour, 90 minutes. We do 3 hours. We'll even book overnights. Those are actually booked out right now, so there's a waiting list for those. But it's amazing, and people do it and they love it. And I do it and I love it. And you know, yes. It's like, why doesn't everyone do it? Everyone should have a tank. That's what Joe Rogan says. He like,
I
know,
think, but. Yeah, I think it's definitely something you've got to try, because if it intrigues you, follow that inquiry and check it out. It's time for us to take a short break. We've been speaking with Jonathan Rogue and Jeremy Dremel. I'm your host, Angela Zabella from Intentional Wellness Coaching. When we come back, we're going to learn more about the floating experience and the benefits of flotation therapy and how to get the most out of your flotation experience. Don't go away.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Don't just feel better, live better with Intentional Wellness Coaching. They offer virtual, individual, and group sessions, as well as in-person sessions. Check out www.intentionalwc.com and find them on Facebook or Instagram at Intentional Wellness Coaching. Have fun relaxing and connecting with Angela at Intentional Wellness Coaching as you clear your life of unwanted pain, limitations, and stressors. Open your life to new opportunities and personal growth. Register online today. Intentional Wellness Coaching. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
connect with us, and we'll connect with you. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is on LinkedIn. Get the first word about happenings with the network, where our next live event will be, and what's up with our hosts. Look up Voice America on LinkedIn.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Working on Wellness. If you have a question for Angela or her guests, or would like to share your insights, join the show at 866-472-5791. That's 866-472-5791. Now back to the show. Here again is Angela Zubella.
Welcome back. I am here with Jonathan Rogue and Jeremy Demo, and we are talking about flotation therapy. Prior to the break, we had heard how Jonathan and Jeremy became aware of the float light experience, and now we're going to learn about the benefits that people report after participating in flotation therapy and how to get the most out of your flotation experience. Jonathan, what can you share with this?
Yeah, so this is where I share, but I always tell folks I stand on the shoulders of giants here. And honestly, I'm not a researcher necessarily, but there are fantastic researchers in our industry. Just to name a few, Michael Cordova and Justin Feinstein, they both have done phenomenal research and have published peer-reviewed and published research for the industry and in the realm of flotation therapy, sensory deprivation, or restricted environmental stimulation therapy. And they're making significant findings as far as like kind of bridging the gap from what people are reporting as on the anecdotal side to kind of quantifying those experiences through and providing less qualitative but more quantitative like analysis of like using EEG machines and more of the scientific method to be able to get to the truth. And what we actually just find is, in general, I'll start with my own personal kind of anecdotal experiences and what guests are reporting. So when opening the float center, we absolutely knew that there was like this, there were a couple, there were obviously the three main benefits. And one being is, I would say the strongest is probably that mental side. You know, so from like a psyche, or, you know, like a from the mental therapeutic aspect of floating, there's huge benefits there. But we also know that there are some physical too. And we see this, you know, with athletes, but folks who suffer from MS, cerebral palsy, fibromyalgia, that's a really big one. And just general pain, because you're essentially taking the most concentrated Epsom salt soak of your life.
Question. Like you soak your feet. A lot of times they say soak your feet in Epsom salts. Well, this is on a much bigger scale, and now you get to embrace it that whole way.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, like, and I played football in high school, and this was a thing. You know, you take an Epsom salt soak. It was just something that you did because you're rehabilitating your body, like, you know, your muscles, your, and you know, the science isn't out yet on how this all works yet. There's a lot of controversy about like whether or not you absorb the magnesium or not. The point is that I don't even think it's a question. Like, you feel it that every single time, every guest feels it. So you have to, you know, you could keep, you know, arguing this all you want, but it definitely benefits you. And, you know, we have some professional athletes that come up from Green Bay, and we ask them, you know, like, what's one of the benefits of floating? You know, we know that Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors floats. We've seen Tom Brady, he has a float tank. And then there were some publications that came out about the New England Patriots, now the Green Bay Packers, have float tanks as well. And they essentially say like, well, it's great for muscle recovery. You train, you feel better afterwards. And it turns out that you bridge the gap a little bit too. And you get into this, you know, this introspective, more like a theta brainwave state, which is kind of like what that feeling of being in the zone is, or really deep mindfulness. All you're thinking about is the present, not the future or the past. And, you know, with anxiety, the anxieties are developed as a result of future potential or past, you know, trauma.
Worries.
So like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, being in the moment, you're just experiencing, and that's it. You're here. And it turns out this is coming from professional athletes. They're not talking about, you know, any type of, you know, what would be maybe more controversial in the scientific community. They're saying like, yeah, it feels like I'm in the zone. It's straight up. It's like that simple. And yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly, 100%. So from the anecdotal side, you know, we get folks that are professional athletes, but we also get folks who are coming in here that, and I know this is crazy, but they can't walk. They have a walker. They're coming in with family members with a walker. And it's like, I'm going to try this for the first time. I read about it online, and there's been great, great, great testimonials, reviews, or what have you, whether on our business or, you know, Float Light in particular, or maybe any other float center, or maybe it's just on some public forum somewhere. And I want to try it. So they get in the tank and they're like, you know, we go through the process. And when you book with Float Light, of course, we provide you with amenities that make this easy for you. They're all ADA accessible. And that's important. We want to make sure it's easy for folks who are struggling to be able to get in and have that assistance if they need it. But when they get out, and it's like a miracle, they don't use the walker. They're still slower, but they walk, and they tell us, they're like, they say it's a miracle. It's mind blowing. It truly is mind blowing. And like when those moments happen, you celebrate the small victories because they come back and they come back and they continue to develop and improve their life. And those folks in particular, the ones that are benefiting, I think, on that physical level, we actually see them more than anyone else. They float about every week. In fact, we have a guest who surpassed more than 200 floats in the last 4 years that we've been around. So they're on par, you know.
Let's think about this though. When you take that time for yourself and make sure that you're taking care of yourself, you're getting a lot more out of yourself, and just a better feeling overall, because they're dedicating that time, like you said, being here and now and present. And some of these people, or some people just in general, have never done that in their life. And so then they're getting that experience by having no other stimuli once again. And this is the time for them to focus on themselves.
Yeah. A lot of people talk about this primordial state, going back to like the original source mind. Like, and like, basically like what it would be like to be in the womb. And there's these parallels to that, like being inside of the float tank is almost like the womb. It's like the universal womb that you can experience as an adult. So yeah, anybody out there that wants to go visit the womb, come to a float center and you,
there
can
you
be
go.
There.
There you go.
But yeah, so it's, there is something to it. And, you know, we could talk about the reason why the benefits of the float, you know, the aspect of mindfulness really does give you the ability for your mind to just heal. But, you know, from the physical side, you're taking compression off the joints. So, yeah, you know, when you're floating effortlessly, you're not under the weight of gravity, and gravity causes so much stress on the body. It's truly like, it's kind of like everyday trauma. And yeah, so I would say those are pretty good examples. I could go on if you'd like, but.
Well, let's go into the mindfulness portion. Jeremy's got some stuff he wants to elaborate on that, and I'd love to hear it. So.
So yeah, I love that we covered. Yeah, we should probably, you know, everything happens for a reason, right? We understand that. And so, you know, some of the things that really helped me, and you can take floating to such a big level, part of what the medical side of it that Jonathan was talking about, let's acknowledge universal laws, right? Let's law, you know, basically if you're saying I'm coming to the tank, to the law of compensation, right? The universe supports you in ways that are mysterious, that are quantum, that are healing, that are subconscious, conscious, like all these levels. So when you're saying I'm showing up to a tank and I'm seeking healing for whatever, not whether it's mental, emotional, physical, doesn't matter. You're saying to this, and you're holding a timeline. Okay. Literally. It's like every time anybody's ever gone out and said, I just know today's going to be great. And you or an event, and it pulls through, right?
Yeah. Cause you've put that into the world. You've put that out there and saying
all sorts. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's really hard to come off that timeline when you're in a 90, 60 minute, 4 hour overnight session. And the only thing that can derail that is our thoughts, and the environment is designed to allow whatever comes to mind to come in, right? Look, we're spiritual beings. We're beings being human. Dr. Sue Mortar always says, you are not human beings. We are beings being human. Multidimensional, no doubt, right? So if you go into a tank with healing, you're already seeking that. You're already going through your heart. That's your intention. The universe hears that. That's the telepathy or the communication as the co-creator with the universe. And then all sorts of magic can happen. You can go in there. You may fall asleep, but yet come up and you solved all your problems because you were working on a quantum level. Maybe working in theta waves. You're in dream state. You're in the astral realm. You're in, you know, why put a label on it, right? Mm-hmm. And you just like to have more clarity, more insights, more wisdom, what we would refer to as light codes. Some people journey, and we call it journey. It's like literally like when Jonathan talked about ayahuasca. Well, this is a way to really create an environment where plant medicine wouldn't even be needed. Like if you become open enough, and it's so therapeutic.
Yeah,
it's
true. I'd like to say that for the people that I work with, I like to say it pops into my head. Something pops in, or there's a message. Sometimes you hear it, or there's just a random thought and you were like, where did that come from? And so those type of things is what you experience while you're there. And then after that, it's a matter of being aware of it and acting on it. And Jeremy, continue to elaborate.
Oh, well, and that's a beautiful thing. So then we learn to trust that inner knowing or whatever metaphysical visions we had. You see, guys, when we're in sensory deprivation, I'll never forget the first time I experienced this, where it was totally lights out and my eyes were open, but they're closed. And I started seeing. I'd set my intention to bring healing, right? I said, whatever healing I need, I grounded myself in many different ways. And I got very elaborate in my grounding. And I would get in the tank and I would just say, all right, universe, you know, animals, totem, sacred, whatever, guides, my guides, whatever, however it looks to you, bring healing for whatever I need. What do I need or what do others need in my life need to know, right? And all of a sudden I would notice literally sacred colors. And what's happening is I'm seeing it through my third eye, but it's perceived like it's through the rods and the cones in my physical eyes. I literally would watch different colors just like being pulled off of me.
And so for someone who hasn't experienced this would be something like they might see in a meditation.
Yeah. Like what somebody would say would sound like a psilocybin mushroom journey, but it's not. It's literally like you're seeing energy, photons, frequency and vibration, aspects of consciousness, things, false conscious beliefs. Our belief systems are so huge. That's the suffering of all humanity, is the identity. And most of our beliefs are not even ours. They're just what has been programmed, you know? And so we get in these deep states of trance, if you will. We're super relaxed. The egoic mind falls away, no time, no space. And I surrender. I set my intention. I surrender, bring me healing. I am open for healing, support me. You know, I ask for guidance and protection before I enter the tank, and clarity and wisdom, whatever helped me to process, whatever, let go of whatever I need and bring new light into me. I speak to the cells in my body. I literally, it's everything's consciousness. There's a Japanese doctor that was published, that the world's talking about, everybody in the world's talking about, and I cannot, Yamoto, or I'm not sure his name. He did a study on consciousness. When they froze water crystals, when they spoke to water, the spirit or the consciousness of water, and they said like, oh, water, they would say there was three bowls. And in these three bowls, they put brown rice inside. So like an inch of rice and then water over the top. They separated all three bowls. They would say, water spirit, you're so cruddy. Nobody wants you in the world. You're putrid. You're horrible, you know, and just die. And it would speak malice and negativity into the water. And then they put another bowl and they just set it in a controlled environment, never spoke anything to it. And another bowl, they spoke love or compassion to. And then after 5 days, they would realize this is different from Dr. Moro's, whatever his name is, study, but this has been proven. And we've had friends of ours that have done this, where the rice was spoken love to started to grow the rice seed. The water that was just left in this first state, never spoken to, remained like it was the day one, maybe evaporated a little. And then the one with negative intention started to putrefy and rot the rice. That is so powerful. When we say, I feel like crap, your body, you're literally telling the water spirit inside you to slow down, or you don't feel good. And it slows it. It's conscious. And
Jeremy,
go ahead.
I want to compliment that, because I was reading a book and that was about the same concept, that where they had actually had someone go out in a cabbage field, and in the cabbage field they had someone slash the cabbage with this knife or sword or whatever it was, and then the next day they ended up hooking up probes to it, and the cabbage actually turned away from the person when they had the different people come up. It picks up those energies.
You're getting very esoteric and deep, and we love this because you're absolutely right. There's a cell structure that releases enzymes. That's why we should really, if you really like flavor or a good tasting salad, to tear the lettuce, because that's an inert natural occurrence, right? There's no threat. Consciousness even lies in the lettuce, you know? So
let's get it back here.
Get back to it. Sure. But
what we're doing is telling you, when you come in for an experience like this, you want to make sure that you're building yourself up, talking positively, and in the form of setting your intention, mm-hmm. you are saying, you know, I'm going to get the best out of the experience, or please help me to understand what I need to release. For some people, it's in the form of prayer. For other people, it's in the form of just talking. Whatever works for you, do it. I always say, just if it feels good to you and it feels right, and it brings you up and builds you up as a person and in your deep soul, then that's what you need to do. Do you have any other insights on how to bring that in for someone who's never done this? Like, I kind of wish I had done this before I did my first session, because I was just really open and said, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to embrace this. I didn't even think about setting an intention or trying to release anything. And now I need to go back and try that.
So this is actually where you might actually just want to straight up book with Jeremy first, because see, this is a new modality that we're starting. It's the Reiki, the float. And Jeremy said it was kind of said a really good joke. This is a good joke. He's like, we could call it a flaky.
There you go.
No, you're letting go of dense energy around you, right? Which lowers your vibration, which causes suffering, you know, and it's really, it is like, honestly. So Reiki is one form of energy work. We could call it ki, we could call it chi, we could call it energy, you know, labels are kind of ridiculous in that regard. But oftentimes too, we notice that so many people, their journals here at Float Light, you know, and I just want to say that I'm available to offer guidance for anybody looking to float for setting intentions, especially in our area here at this float center, at Jonathan's Float Center. You guys, it's like, but there are sigils. Sigils are sacred symbols, if you will. So Ab, we love what you said, praying, right? A lot of people are very religious. That's beautiful. So just pray and ask God to bring healing, or whatever the higher power, a power greater than yourself, just to bring you healing. You know, if you're just simply going there just to alleviate your physical vessel, people work through. The reason athletes are getting so much out of it, they're going to heal. They want to let their body, and then they'll get all sorts of stuff. They may see sacred colors. They may get metaphysical images about how to change their game. You know, I mean, they can literally like be like water. You'll get visions. People see so many things in sensory deprivation, and they journal about it. In the float lounge, they journal about it. Many things, sometimes the sacred geometry comes out. These are healing sigils that people are getting. They say, I don't know what the symbol means, but it makes me feel great. Makes me feel wonderful. So we can use and utilize these symbols, just like Reiki practitioners will always use their own sacred symbols. Well, you don't have to be a Reiki master to have your spiritual team, right?
Absolutely. So how do you guys do that? Do you do the float first, or do you do the Reiki first? I know that you can pair these things, but.
So Reiki is, we can do like, as a Reiki practitioner, what we can do is we can literally ask source or God or call whatever you want, right? To bring healing, purify and sanctify, anoint the energy or the area, right? You're creating sacred space.
So this is before?
Well, we could do this before, we could do that. Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, I'd say it's before. I think that folks who have experienced maybe the Reiki or the shamanic healing, they might have already learned the strategies going into the tank, and okay. maybe they want to be able to do that prior. But yeah, this is something new for Float Light too. So, I mean, we're kind of charting new waters here, but yeah. So
it would be the, and what we're talking about is, it depends on the application, right? If somebody wanted to come in for just Reiki, personal Reiki work done, you know, to mm-hmm. help them, whatever it was, we'd have a conversation before we do a session of Reiki. What is it you're looking to let go of? Things like that. And then we may have a session, just like you would go to get a massage. you're going to get energy work done. Only it's energy work, you know, and people may release emotions. Some people that haven't let go or faced traumas and just haven't been able to have a good cry for a long time. Sometimes you can see energy move that way doing Reiki work. It's a number of things. Because our chakras, our energy portals and systems, and that's like the emotional body, the root chakra, they can become blocked. We can have stored psychic energy, if you want, or energy, if you will, right?
Attached. Yep, I always say, if it's not doing anything for you, get rid of it.
So, yeah, and the thing of it is, everything is consciousness and frequency and vibration. So, like, let's use the parable of a man walking through the room, and he's had way too much cologne on, and you still smell the cologne, even though the gentleman has left 20 and been gone 20 minutes. Because that energy is still there. So all the high level discussions are just, you know, frankly, discomforting conversations that we've had, that's part of energy.
Yeah.
That can remain. That can remain in like the water spirit when we use that, what the doctor was talking about, in consciousness of water. So Reiki is a way, it's no different than if the business, so many businesses start and they want, say maybe a cat, they're Catholic, the family's Catholic, and they ask their priest to come in and bless the business or make a prayer, right? You know, you're just basically like just bringing in spiritual, asking for spiritual or God or whatever to help. Energy work in Reiki is very much the same. It's not that I do it or anything like that. It's not. There's no me involved in it. It is strictly source energy. We're working with universal energies.
And helping people gain that awareness.
Yeah.
Now, Jonathan, do you want to elaborate on any specials or anything that you have going on?
So I guess what I'd like to do is just for anybody out there. And you know, I don't know how broad of an audience. I mean, if this goes out to the world, find a local float center. I'll say this in all honesty, not every float center is the same. They're all going to be different, and not everyone is created equal. The ones who are dedicated to the float experience, I think at its core, are going to be the ones you really want to visit. And if you do come here to Float Light, we just finished an 1800 square foot expansion. That's four additional suites. We have a total of 8 service rooms. So four of those are float tanks. We'll be introducing a new concept known as fire and ice. Which is helio or cold water immersion, hot water immersion, sauna, and then heliotherapy. And we have 2 therapeutic service rooms, and we offer massage therapy of various modalities. And now just recently, starting actually Monday, we have now Reiki and shamanic healing, singing sound therapy. And we don't really do a special. We have a very specific way of doing this. So don't look for a coupon. You won't find one, not here. But you don't need one. You got to come here because you want to come here. The costs are all set very fair, and we incentivize you to experience this after your first visit. So needless to say, just know you're in good hands. You're not losing out on anything. Just come and experience it, and you'll love it. And I also want to mention one other thing too. As a board member for the Flotation Tank Association and a representative for the industry, there is super important academic research that's coming out of the Float Research Collective. And anybody out there that wants to help contribute to the organization, whether it be the Flotation Tank Association or the Float Research Collection, head on over to flotation.org, and you'll be able to learn more about our organization and our efforts to try to get flotation therapy truly legitimized by, you know, what our core is to try to get it covered by insurance and looked at in a more medical viable type field. So,
and that's already in process, correct?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's funded. It's ready to go. So, and the Flotation Tank Association, we're at the forefront of getting, helping funding those types of things and educating the community and other float centers, prepare and proceed in according to, you know, the standards that we set forth. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So I would like to personally say thank you to Jonathan Rogue from Float Light for joining us today, and Jeremy Dremel. I would encourage you to check out Float Light at floatlight.com to schedule your session and to learn more about the Float Light experience. There's lots of information on that site, so check it out. If you want to learn more about Jeremy, check him out at Jeremy Dremel, D-O-E-M-E-L on Facebook. Don't forget to check out Intentional Wellness Coaching at www.intentionalwc.com to start your healing journey and expand your energy awareness. Inspire the desire within you. Tune in next week and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Working on Wellness on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We hope we were able to help you better understand the challenges in improving your personal wellness. We will be back with more inspirational insights next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Central. Have a beautiful week.